Welcome back to Messages to Me podcast. Okay, so even before I get into the messages to me, let me just say how each week I've improved on either my setup or something. And it's great for me because I feel like this is coming together exactly as I wanted. So you'll notice this video is not as shaky as some of the others. That's because I figured out a very impromptu solution to solve this problem. But I also ordered a tripod. I don't know where it is, but I will find it soon enough. So let's really get into the discussion. And I'm excited because this is a topic that kind of hit me one day. And I was like, I got to talk about this because it's really real for a lot of us that we don't tap into this energy that is around us. And yes, this today's topic is about energy. But not just any energy, because there's so many different types of energy, and energy can move in so many different forms. So the form of energy we're talking about today is the energy of money. Okay. Yes. I'm really excited about it. I cannot tell you guys how excited, because you can probably hear it from my voice. So who needs to go into that? But I'm excited because it's real. So here's the thing about money. As many times as I get frustrated with hearing self-help books or self-help gurus, motivational speakers talk about, and even preachers talk about tapping into money or, you know, making money and their bottom line to all the help that they're going to do for themselves, and the self-help work is essentially to make more money so that our finances are fine, so everything is fine. And I'm sure it is all connected at the end of the day, but I feel like my realization is just a bit different because it really takes that simple piece of, you know, how do I say this? I don't even know how to word this. I feel like what I've discovered recently when it comes to money and tapping into that resource is simply, it's about belief. And it may seem like a simple thing, like I can simply say, I believe I have money. I believe I am making money. And it could be that simple, but that practice also takes some steps. And a lot of times we just want to skip through the steps and get to the actual energy of money, which is fair because we all could use it in a world that is a cash-based society. But the thing is, tapping into any energy really requires you to also put yourself into that space mentally, spiritually, even before you may even feel that energy truly flow into yourself. So I know there's the saying, money is the root of all evil. It can be if it's allowed to be, and if that's the belief we all share. We have a shared responsibility in creating the meanings for things. And so when it comes to money, it is not the root of all evil, but because we share this belief system, then oftentimes it becomes that. And we have to first undo that belief system in order to even tap into the abundance and the energy of money that we're hoping to get. So let's cut that one out first and foremost. And as I'm saying it, my heart's pumping because I'm like, oh gosh, maybe people who are spiritual are going to be like, yeah, that's wrong because the Bible says. But at the end of the day, this is my podcast and this is my space to be true to what I believe in and what I know is truth. So going back to money and the energy of money, this whole thing, okay, the whole thing about actually making money comes down to the simple fact that you need to actually believe that you are capable of making money. And when I say the belief system is one thing, but it's actually layered work that must be done. One of the most important things you can learn when it comes to law of attraction is you have to believe what you truly want without any other energy, but the energy you would feel when that thing comes to you. And so if I want happiness, I need to experience happiness right now, wherever I am. It needs to feel as real as when that bit of happiness actually touches me. Otherwise, if I'm trying to manifest this thing and if I'm trying to bring that into my life, then it's not going to manifest in the way I actually want it to. It's going to come in, like some happiness might come in, but it may not last, or it may not be the happiness you anticipated. It may be happiness tied to a thing versus real joy. You know, it could be so many different things. And that's just because we were not clear in our energy while we were trying to attract and manifest this thing. We are talking about what it feels like to have it. So does this mean you go on shopping sprees? Yes and no. It really depends on your circumstance and what you know in your reality is best. And what you know is not even best, but actually is feasible within your reality. So you could go on a shopping spree because if that makes you believe, if that's the feeling you need to have when you get money, then that's all a part of it. And money will come because you're opening up that space for the money to flow to you. Now, if you're really broke, and this isn't a perfect situation, but this is just how I look at this. If you're really broke and you can't go on shopping sprees, but you're also trying to manifest and bring in money, and you know when you have that money, how it will feel like, you might just smile because your bank account is not empty. You may just, you know, order something to eat because your bank account isn't empty. Whatever makes you feel that true feeling that you know money is for you, money's there, money is flowing, the energy of money is flowing, then you must feel that in the moment you are hoping and planning and manifesting and attracting money. That's just what you have to do because you got to believe it. And if you listen to Abraham Hicks, they always say, even if it feels like a lie, you keep believing it. And that's because a lot of the times we've programmed ourselves in many ways, and not just ourselves, but society, people around us have often told us that what we believe is ours is not ours. So we have to believe it again. So we have to believe money is ours. We have to believe that money is ours and it doesn't have to come with strings attached. You have to believe genuinely and feel that feeling of like, yeah, it's here. This is a great feeling. You have to know that. You have to know that money can be yours without destroying the livelihood of others. And this is where I'm going to go into why this has been such an uphill battle for me. I've been broke. I haven't had money. I haven't had savings. I've been house poor. I've never been homeless. And luckily for me, I've always had a great family and a support system. Even when I'm like, no, I don't want any money, I'm blessed enough to have people in my corner who are able to assist me if I need the assistance. But one of the things I still struggle with is believing that money's limited. So once I get it, it's going to end and I will not have any more. So I've blocked myself from the energy of money, partially because of past life stuff, but mostly because, well, it probably is all tied in. I just keep blocking myself. There's a mental block there, or even just there's a spiritual block there that tells me this is bad. I should not want this, or I should not receive it. Even though deep down I know I deserve it and I know that it's mine and I can tap into this flow of money, I still block myself from it. Why? So many reasons. But again, that's why I feel like I am still broke. It's not that I'm actually broke, but it's why I feel like I'm still broke. It's why I hesitate to spend what I have. It's why I hesitate to enjoy things to the fullest, because I don't believe I will have enough. And yes, it can be as simple as me tapping into abundance, but I receive so many things. So I have no issue tapping into abundance. I have issue tapping into the energy of money. And I will 100% always say that I am so blocked in my mindset around money. And many times as a society, we make it seem like the only way to make money is to do certain things. And when you make that money, it is limited. You cannot get more. So we internalize that in many ways. And I've internalized it in many, many ways. One being, I don't think I could truly make money off of podcasting or doing YouTube or doing things I enjoy. I have to do it for free because no one's going to pay me for that. And the only time people will pay me for that is if I have this many followers, or if I've reached this level of such and such, or if I've even gotten to a point where someone big recognized me. And it requires that I get to a certain level before I can make any money off of the things I actually love. And that is a full block. That's a lie, because in truth, people make money every day doing what they love. And they don't have to have a methodology to it. But yet, a lot of people will sell you on a methodology to make money. And when you follow that methodology, you still don't make money. Because truly, you don't even have that belief down pat that money as an energy is something you can tap into and stay tapped into. You don't tap into the reservoir of money. And I don't tap into that reservoir of money. So now we're both broke together. But in that sense, what are we even doing? We need to take that step back, because we know that we're capable of doing it. Two, we need to actually step back a little bit further so that we can remind ourselves, let's get the energy in check, like body, let my body feel what it feels like to have money in my pocket, not just my pockets, to know that I'm getting a regular pay, not from a job, but from my entrepreneurial endeavors. Or from, my entrepreneurial endeavors, and even my just being who I am, doing what I love can pay me. It can actually pay me, and I can be happy. And I'm not doing it by stepping on anyone's toes. I'm doing this. I'm making money by being me and not exploiting anybody. It's actually possible. And I know capitalism's going to tell me it's not possible. Actually, that's not true. Capitalism feels like it's always exploitation. And ultimately, the explanation for capitalism really does come down to exploitation. But there is a transitioning. There's a transition I truly believe is happening right now. And it's a transition from feeling, not girl boss or nothing, but from traditional capitalism to a hybrid form of capitalism that involves supporting people's well-being, paying what people are deserved, and being able to profit without the exploitation of people. Now, it probably, for those people who are very traditional, this sounds all crazy and like I'm just making up stuff, and that's fine. But I know in my heart that the transition, and we've all felt it through COVID, the transition period is here and it's been happening. So hybrid forms of things that we once thought of exist, and they will continue to evolve. As humans, we will continue to evolve. So imagine the only forms of society we know are capitalism and communism, socialism, and totalitarianism, you know what I'm trying to say. But we are stuck in these traditional forms and these historical forms of managing society. But we as humans continue to evolve. So imagine, how is it possible that the forms of managing or controlling or keeping society going doesn't evolve? That just doesn't make sense. Like, it could never make sense. So we are moving in another direction. And that means that the way we tap into money is going to change too. Well, the energy, it will just shift, right? Because energy doesn't get destroyed. So how we tap into money will change, because it doesn't mean we have to exploit people. It actually could mean we just do what we love, and that amount of abundance, or that money that we've been hoping for or looking for and waiting to see, is right there in front of us. Like, there's the pot. Thank you so much. What else do you need? And here's some more back. It's going to be beautiful, because what we'll finally see in receiving and in tapping in is the exchange, a natural exchange of energy. So we may, you know, tap into the energy source and feel like we're receiving, but at the same time, we're giving right back. And it's just going to be a beautiful exchange. I provide my gift to you, and you provide money in exchange, and it will work. It will actually work. I literally just saw something today that cookies will no longer be existent. And if you don't know what cookies are, they're like those temporary files on the internet, and they always ask you about, can they save this information, or when you browse on my page, we're going to save your information using cookies. So those temporary files, Google's getting rid of them. Did we ever foresee them getting rid of how they store information on a web page? Probably not. Did we even foresee the end of CDs? Probably not. But again, we evolve. So does technology. So do we. And it's funny, because we think technology is moving fast. Humans are moving quite fast. On a very individual basis, the shift is happening every single day. So people tapping into money, you may feel like, oh, everyone's making money now. Yeah, they believe it. They know it's possible. And you may also be like, oh, but they're also exploiting all of this stuff. Yeah, that's because that's the only form of tapping into the energy that we know. Today, I'm saying to you, we're able to tap into so many ways of making money and receiving the energy of money. And what matters most at this very pivotal moment is that we start believing, knowing, and creating methods of making money and tapping into the energy that don't result in the exploitation of somebody somewhere, that we can actually exchange energy and it be genuine energy from God or from ourselves. I don't know what you believe, but for me, genuine energy tapped into the whole life force that is God, and bringing that to you, and you say you're worth listening to. Like, look at how people get paid on TikTok, how you give them gifts, how you, that's not through an exploitation of a person. That is through someone saying, hey, I'm gonna share my da 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 da, and you're like, you know, I'm gonna give you a dollar for that. Who knew that was possible? So these platforms, while they may not all be amazing at first, or they may not all be what you want it to be at first, they're also creating opportunities for so many people, regular people like me, to tap in to the flow of money energy at the end of the day. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm so excited to see it, because it's reminding us that we all have gifts that we must share with others, and we all have purpose in this world. And obviously, we're not all going to be influencers, YouTubers, TikTokers, Instagrammers, Facebookers, podcasters, actor, you name it. But we all will find a space in the world as it evolves and accommodates us and our gifts, so that we can tap into that money energy. I feel like today I really went on a rant, a little bit of a rampage. And if I got sweaty and oily and greasy, it's because I also don't have AC, because it broke. So that's going to come. It will come. I'm going to just tap into this AC, this cooling that's in my body. I guess we got to do that too, right? And it is possible, because I'm sure they do meditations for this stuff. and you can tap into that cooling. But yeah, we're still focused on the money energy. So I hope if you receive anything from this podcast today, is money. But I mean, truly, if you take anything away from today's episode, it's that you need to tap into the energy of money, but you have to truly believe and feel that good feeling of what it's like to have that money and to be tapped into the energy of money. I need you to believe and to know that it's yours. Yeah. We're no longer believing we're broke or that it's impossible or that it's a limited source of energy. Think of money energy as love. It's literally all around. The energy's everywhere. It's yours for the taking or for the receiving. And you will, you know, give gratitude for receiving it and enjoy it and be happy with it. And don't cut yourself off from it. And just truly love the feeling. Love it. Like you love love. Yeah. Love the energy of money. Like you love love. And do that in the most purest sense. Like, you know what I mean? We're not exploiting people in 2022 going forward. We're improving things for people in 2022 going forward. We've been through a lot in the last 2 years, so let's really make things better and receive and give and experience the flow of money. Yeah, I think that's all for today. Guys, thank you so much for sitting with me at this very late hour. I appreciate y'all's. Have fun today. Have fun tomorrow. And tap, tap, tap it. Okay, have a good night.